There's a very fascinating element in the mitzvah of Alokas Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah of Alokas Ner Chanukah is focused on the home. Besides that we light and are mekayim the mitzvah in the home, Al Pesach Beisoy, we also find numerous indications that the entire mechayiv of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is embedded in the home. The Lashna Gemara is Tan Rabbonon, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeisoy. The entire chiyuv was placed on the household. The Chacham Tzvi explains that when one person in the household lights Neiris, he's not even being moitzi other people, their respective chiyuvim. Fakert Zok the Chacham Tzvi. The entire chiyuv was established as a primary central chiyuv on the household. It's not a chayvas gavra. It could even be fulfilled by a kotin sheigia lechinuch. The entire chiyuv was placed on the home, not on the individual people. Taisus and Sukkah tells us a fascinating thing. Taisus and Sukkah tells us that a homeless person who doesn't have a home to light Ner Chanukah, he's not just lacking the wherewithal of having a home to be able to be lighting Neiris Chanukah. Fakir, a homeless person doesn't have the entire chiyuv, because the chiyuv is on the home, it's not on the gavra. Taisus seems to compare mitzvahs alokas Ner Chanukah to mitzvahs mezuzah, seemingly telling us that they're both mitzvahs habayis. But we need to understand, mitzvahs mezuzah we understand is a mitzvahs habayis. The yusayt of the mitzvah is to adorn the home's entrance with a mezuzah. But Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah habayis. Isn't it lahoidos ulahalil? Isn't it persume nisa? Isn't it a chayvas gavra? Isn't it for each yid and klal Yisrael to be mefarsim that neis? So why is the whole chiyuv focused on the home and it's a mitzvah habayis? Likewise, the Gemara tells us that the way that mitzvah Ner Chanukah is supposed to be is mezuzah b'yamin, v'ner Chanukah b'smoil. What's this idea of having these two mitzvahs, of mitzvahs ner Chanukah and mitzvahs ner mezuzah? What is the significance of that parallel of mezuzah on one side and mitzvahs ner Chanukah on the other side? So Poshet Pshat, you can understand that it's an idea of being mesuvah b'mitzvahs, being surrounded, encircled by mitzvahs. And that's the way the Chayyodim and the Mishnah Berurah seem to explain it. But it would seem from the Lashon of the Masechta Seferim that there's more to the story. The Lashon of the Masechta Seferim is mezuzah b'yamin b'ner Chanukah b'smoil l'kayim ma'shenemar. The Lashon HaPosuk in Shir HaShirim ma'yofis u'mana'amt ma'yofis b'mezuzah u'mana'amt b'chanukah. It seems clear from the Masechta Seferim that this is not just a conjunction of two mitzvahs. It's not just an idea of being surrounded by two random mitzvahs. But there's some inherent connection between the mitzvah of mezuzah and the mitzvah of alokas ner Chanukah that they intertwine together and they're mashlim each other in creating this symphony of yofi and neimus, mayofis umana'amt. We have to understand what that connection is and how do these two mitzvahs of mezuzah and ner Chanukah exude yofi and neimus. We find that many alokas of Chanukah are rooted in Chazal's intention to celebrate the reversal of the Yevonim's gzeiras on Klal Yisrael. The Yevonim were trying to destroy the Ruchnius in Klal Yisrael. And it's possible that Adlokas Ner Chanukah is another example of this idea, Chazal commemorating the reversal of that gzeira of the Yevonim. We find that the Yevonim desperately attacked the idea of a bayis Yehudi, the Kedusha and the Ziskait and the beauty of a bayis Yehudi, of a Yiddish Shtib. We find Rashi tells us, Rachman Litzlon, the terrible gezeira that they made on the Yiddish Meidlach, trying to infiltrate the purity of the Chibur ben Ishta Ishtoi, requiring that every Bas Yisrael, before she get married, first be together with the Greek Hegmon, compromising the most basic idea of the Kedusha of a Bayis Yehudi. We find also that the Rambam in the Igeres writes that there was a gezeira of the Yevonim, they decreed that a person was not allowed to have a lock on his front door. There was no way to have the most basic, this was a breach, an unprecedented breach in the most basic concept of the privacy of a home. We even find a girsa in the Loshna Rambam, Rupashtu Yodom Bimemoinom Ube Besam, the Maaser Ekeach says that's the proper girsa, confirming this idea that the Yevonim were fixated on destroying the Yiddish Shtib. What was it that the Yevonim were so out for over here in trying to take away the Kedusha and the Yoifi of Abayis Yehudi? I think the answer is that what the Yevonim were and what the Yevonim stood for is that they worshipped the physical realm. They only valued something concrete that one could feel with the five senses. And they loathed the concept of abstract spirituality. They appreciated chitzonius and abhorred pnimius. That's what the Yevonim were all about. They were okay with physical maisei mitzvahs, but they couldn't handle any pnimius or kedushas hamitzvah. The Marshon Tainis tells us that they made gezeiros against the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael did besimcha. A mitzvah being done besimcha indicated some sort of ruchnius, some sort of pnimius, some sort of connection to the Eibishta. And that's what they were out to get rid of. The pasuk says, Yafta likim liyefes v'yishken ba'ol leshem. The juxtaposition of these two concepts screams out this idea. Yafta likim liyefes is the physical beauty of the chitzonius that was so adored by the Yevonim. And the Torah is telling us that could only be countered by the Yishkein Ba'al Leishem, the Hashras Hashchina, which exists Ba'al Leishem, in a Yiddish Hashtib, in the Bayis HaYehudi, which affords the backdrop for that type of a Yishkein, Hashras Hashchina. That's it's a home where Kedusha and Pnimius reigns, where Tznius reigns, where Ratzon Hashem is the central light and the guiding force. That's the koyach that we're discussing, that a Yiddish Shtib gives us. That's what the Yevonim couldn't handle. Our ability to serve the Eibishter with an Avodas Hashem, with Pnimius, and to live a life of Kedushas and Tznius is afforded by the privacy of a Yiddish home. And that's what creates the backdrop for this Hashras Hashchina. This is what the Yevonim were looking to destroy. They were looking to encourage a life devoid of Pnimius and Kedusha, and a total disconnect from the Hashras Hashchina. And that's why they were so intent in destroying the Yiddish Shtib. The Rishonim tell us that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is meant to resemble the Hadlokas HaMenorah and Beis HaMikdash. The Halochis, Zokteran, have to do with the Halochis that we find in the Menorah and Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban tells us that the Halochis Ner Chanukah that we're doing now is meant to be a Hemshech of the Avodah of Aaron HaKoyin when he was being Madlik the Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us that the Hadlokas Menorah Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis had a similar Hanhoga Nisus. The Ner Maravi remained lit long after all the other lights went out. And the Gemara says that that Nes that occurred in the Gutta Tkufas in Beis HaMikdash was an Eidos L'chol B'Layoylam Sha'ashchina Sheir Yisrael. The Nes of the Pach Shemen that we experienced by the Maisa of Chanukah was a reenactment of that Eidos Sha'ashchina Sheir Yisrael, the ultimate victory of the Yevonim's mantra of Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Hashor She'en Lam Chilek B'Lekai Yisrael. When Chazal were Mesakin for Klal Yisrael to light Neiris Chanukah as a piercing anes of that Nes of the Pach Shemen, they wanted to bring out that concept of Shechina Sheir B'Yisrael, and that it is a remnant of the Eidos that existed in the Nemarovi and the Beis HaMikdash. We can now understand that when Chazal were Mesakin this mitzvah of Alokas Ner Chanukah as a Persume Nisa of that Nes Pach Shemen, they were focused on commemorating our victory over the Yevonim's war to eradicate the Hashras Hashchina that exists within the Kedusha of a Yiddish home. Therefore, Chazal instituted that the entire mitzvah be a mitzvah sabayis. It's not a choivas gavra. It's that the Yiddish shtib needs to light up and display that Hashras Hashchina through the Persume Nisa of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. It's not simply a choivas gavra to be mefarsim and nes that occurred 2,000 years ago. Fakert, it's a choivas habayis. And Chazal wanted each one of us to relate to our private home as a migdash ma'at, infused with the Hashras Hashchina of Shachanti b'soichon b'soicholechod v'echod, and to feel that triumph over the Yevonim as we adorn our Torah Dikah homes with the Menorah that signifies our relationship with the Eibishter. We can now begin to appreciate the connection between these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of mezuzah and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Rambam famously explains that the yisoid of mitzvah mezuzah is to be a constant reminder. As we enter our home, every single time we enter our home, the mezuzah is there to remind us that we are to live spiritual, purposeful lives, lives of connection to the Eibishter, that gives that clarity, that allows for Kedusha, Pnimius, Tznius, everything that a Yiddish home, that a Yiddish shtib represents and allows. Accordingly, we understand that Chazal's intention in surrounding us with the mezuzah on the right and the menorah on the left, it's not just a conjunction of mitzvahs, but it's rather two very fundamental mitzvahs that complement each other in harnessing this true power of a Yiddish home. A Yiddish home is a vehicle for Kedusha and Ruchnius, and it's a conduit for Ashras HaShchina. When we properly connect to the mitzvah mezuzah and Ner Chanukah, we begin to appreciate the yofi and the ne'imos inherent in the Torah-digger lifestyle that a Yiddish home provides. And that's the ultimate mayofis b'mezuzah manoamta b'chanukah. Chanukah is taka yontiv that occurs in the depth of the winter when we are very much entrenched in our homes and have many opportunities for introspection to see if we are satisfied with our victory over the Yevonim in utilizing the sheer intensity, the power of a Yiddish home as a framework for perpetuating Yiddish Deiris, and to feel the Eibishter's presence, the Ashras HaShchina that gives meaning and purpose to our mundane activities. When we have this opportunity on Chanukah to be mekayim the takonas Chazal of being madlik ner Chanukah al Pesach oy chaloin beisoy, we need to remember that it's a mitzvah sabayis meant to highlight the beauty of a Yiddish shtub that provides a backdrop for the yoifi and the ne'imus that a life of Kedusha creates. And then we can begin to feel the hashras hashchina b'soich kol echod b'echod in the Mikdash Ma'at that we call home, and we can begin to hear the symphony of Mayofis b'mezuzah u'mana'amt b'chanukah. Afreilich in Chanukah.